A new project from a photojournalist in Provo is causing quite a stir online. The focus of his work is nude photos, but it isn't the subjects who are naked. Trevor Christensen launched the project titled Nude Portraits 2 days ago. Christensen's subjects are fully clothed, but he, the photographer, is not.
I spent about like 10 minutes kind of talking to the subject about like what it's going to be like, and I say like, you know, I'm not going to touch you or get too close or anything. Like, I'm going to try to keep you as like comfortable as possible in like a very uncomfortable situation, which is kind of impossible, but it's like fun to try. And then after that, I just say, all right, well, I'm going to go like get undressed, and I like leave the room and I get undressed and I come out and I'm naked, you know, like there's not a whole lot of pomp about it. I just say like, are you ready? And I come out.
Christensen's work isn't just a joke. He hopes to inspire people to think about the relationship between photographers and their subjects.
When I'm taking someone's picture, often it puts them in a very vulnerable position, and I think that power dynamic is really interesting, and I just want to give them the chance to also, like, see me in a vulnerable state.
So far, Christensen has only photographed people he knows, including friends and girlfriends. However, his ultimate aim is to get people from a variety of backgrounds involved.
I'm looking to be shooting a really broad demographic. I'm 25, I'm white, I'm male, I'm straight. And so anyone who's not that is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for little old ladies and, you know, people who grew up in Mexico and just any amount of variation possible because, like, just like only my hipster friends isn't really quite as interesting, I think, as a broader demographic.
The reactions he captures range from laughter to bashfulness.
I have one friend where my friend's eyes are squeezed really tight, and he just looks like he is having the best, worst time. And that was actually taken right in the middle of the session. And I think the weirdness, I think it wears off a little bit, and then it just comes back and back and back when, like, you realize that, like, oh, he's still naked. You know, when you're taking someone's picture, your camera is up to your face, and then your point of contact and the way that you connect with someone is suddenly taken away from you. And I think that really is shocking to people.
Christensen grew up in the Mormon culture and says he realizes what it means to have this kind of work coming out of Provo. He says he is using the project to reclaim his own sexuality after leaving the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So for me, this is about being comfortable in my own skin as much as it is kind of a funny experience to have.
Christensen says this is a long-term project. He hopes to photograph between 100 and 200 sessions and share them with the public.
I was really worried people were going to think I was just like a weird guy who just wanted to get naked in front of people. But it's been really encouraging to see that I think people are reacting to the work in a really positive way. To me, like, I just love art so much. I think it's so great. But I think a lot of people are alienated by the culture. And so I would love for this to be the project that, you know, makes people feel a little bit more comfortable going to, you know, just thinking about art as a way, as something that they can connect with.
You can view Christensen's work on upr.org.